You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. That's Ed Pulser and his Swing Tot. Actually, Ed isn't even on that track. But a lot of people we like are. That was recorded in 2008. That was a centennial celebration dedicated to Lionel Hampton, Red Norvo, and Bunny Berrigan. And Lionel, Red, and Bunny is the CD. Ed Pulser's name is the leader. And he's on a few of these, many of these tracks. Most of them. Just not on this one. But on this one, and we'll try to find some of those we'll put on. But we had Dan Levinson, of course, on clarinet, John Cacuzzi on vibraphone, Mark Shane on piano, Kevin Dorn on drums. Great recording of Stompin' at the Savoy, and I really like that, yes. So that was, we see Dan occasionally. We'll be seeing him later this year. And Molly Ryan and a lot of other people that we really enjoy. So we'll report on that. Yes, we will. I will anyway. I don't know who the other one is here, but I will personally. I'm using that editorial "we" like I know what it means. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and even though I do have a certain style of presentation, you can't beat those old-time radio announcers because they knew how to do it. They really, really knew how to do it. In fact, here is an announced record from 1925. J.M. Witten, he's announcing it as if from the station. And boy, you can't beat those old-time radio announcers. And he's announcing Harry Snodgrass, the King of the Ivories, playing 3 o'clock in the morning from 1925.
W.O.S. Jefferson City, Missouri. The King of the Ivories will play his famous interpretation of 3 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you.
The Oriole Orchestra in Brunswick, that would have been, of course, Dan Russo, Ted Fiorito, 1924, My Rosemary, and that was a good band. That was a very good band. Before that, Lou Gold, Radio Lady O' Mine, 1924. There's our titles in there somewhere, the name of the show. You can condense that if you want, and you'll see it. But it's sort of appropriate in that context. Harry Snodgrass, the King of the Ivories, and you had a classic radio announcer in there leading into it. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yes, 1925. And I'm not going to make my standard remark about that for a change. This is Radiola, and we like to change it up. We like to keep it interesting, at least as far as we're able to with what we have to work with. And I'm Andy Sr., and I only have the basic set of Legos here. Earl Burnett, again, from the recent issue on Take 2, that's Take 2 432 CD, sent by Jim Bedoyan, and I'll link to that like crazy. Irving Berlin song, Paul Gibbons is singing it too, in 1930, Putting on the Ritz.
Don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem's stiff, putting on the Ritz. Spangled gowns upon a bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfit, putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes, every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me, and we'll attend a jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the Thank you.
talky, start cutting loose, get honky-tonky. It's a good excuse, let your feelings run wild. Shake feet plenty, don't be haughty. Work double 20, that means 40. Make noise entry, act just like big child. Oh, got such, well, you know what I want to say. Hot much, that tempo sure is hot that way. I'll bet a dime against a donut. Other than they may come and go, but when you learn donkey, you will want it to stay.
McKinney's Cotton Pickers, that's Dave Wilborn on the vocal in 1929, Zonkey. Like that one. That was from an RCA Victor reissue from the 40s, and it has a smooth surface. I don't know if it was a dub, probably was, but whatever I've got, you get. The original Memphis Five, featuring the Dorsey, so it was sort of a later, not quite original Memphis Five, you might say. The Dorseys with Jazz Me Blues, and also Frank Signorelli, Phil Napoleon, and Ted Napoleon on drums. So you had you had the Dorseys and the Napoleons on there. I wonder who won. whatever kind of war that was, yes. Earl Burton Nutt and his Los Angeles Biltmore Orchestra, Paul Gibbons on the vocal, Putting on the Ritz, 1930, originally on Brunswick. And that's from the new CD, yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm lucky. I am so lucky to have this stuff this week. Very nice, and it'll... speaking of My Rose Marie, Singin' Sam here on the new Take 2 CD, A Musical Journey Through Time on TT-431 CD, Take a Picture of the Moon. That was one that Rose Marie recorded, and she's still around. You could ask her about it. But here's Singin' Sam.
Take a picture of the moon above in May or June. Then you can make love morning, night, and noon by the light of the same old moon. Take a picture of the moon on high when it's in sight. Then you can keep dry on a rainy night when you feel like you'd like to spoon. You'll have the proper atmosphere when you cuddle near someone. Take out that little photograph, you can love and laugh at the blazing sun. Take a picture of the moon above in May or June. Then you can make love morning, night, and noon by the light of the same old moon.
Beautiful Mary.
pardon my lyrical rhapsody, but can't you see? Oh, you have captured me. Being so glamorous now, can't you be amorous just with me? Make it soon. Have a look at that moon. Love is just around the corner, and a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on that corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you are cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm 10 times as faithful as all your other men. They all are true to no one but you, but me, I'm true to 10. Oh, let's go cuddle in a cozy corner, in a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
Billie Holiday and her orchestra. Yes, very nice group of musicians in there. A Sailboat in the Moonlight, 1937. I would call that almost definitive. Probably is to many people. So let's just go with it. Bing Crosby on Decca, 1934. Love is just around the corner. But the corner is a long way down the road. It's a long block. Before that, Singing Sam, Take a Picture of the Moon, and you'll remember it better. Musical Journey Through Time, that was sometime between 1937 and 1942 or so, I guess. Musical Journey Through Time on Take Two. Just got that. This is Radiola, and it's getting, you know, it's a little dark. It's definitely darker than it was, and the lights are on. It's okay. As long as you've, you know, you've got your lights, you're fine. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not going to break my neck. No, I've got the lights on here, yes. Speaking of the Dorseys, here's Jimmy Dorsey in 1929, originally on OK, I believe. Lovely, lovely stuff here. And the band is accompanying him on this, Praying the Blues. Thank you. Amazing piano, lovely stuff on a Brunswick reissue of Nightlife, 1930, and that was, might have been a dubbing, but I like that one a lot. Yes, 1930, originally on Brunswick as well. J.C. Higginbotham and his Six Hicks with the Higginbotham Blues, 1930 that was. That's actually Lewis Russell and his orchestra. As you may be able to tell, very, very nicely done. Jimmy Dorsey, Praying the Blues, 1929. And this is Radiola, and we do have a Nightlife. It's called Sleeping, but no, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm awake for the moment, so no, you know, I'm fine. Had my coffee today, worked out just great. Ray Noble and his orchestra on Radiola, Al Boley, and this is the American band, so the arranger here was Glenn Miller, of all people, and you can almost kind of tell that listening to this, in 1935. Why Dream?
Gentle and so tender that every little word is like a song of sweet delight. Whispers in the dark, how heavenly they seem. when lips and arms surrender, and every little kiss is like a dream within a dream. But soon the breezes whisper to the trees that dawn is near. So soon their little paradise of love will disappear. Whispers in the dark while stars are in the blue. Upon a night like this, perhaps I'll hear those little whispers in the dark from you.
Hal Kemp and his orchestra in 1937 from the Memorial album set. Nice stuff here. Beautiful tune, by the way. I love this tune. Bob Allen singing Whispers in the Dark. And before that, Ray Noble with Al Boley, Why Dream, 1935. And yes, and it's dark. Yes. After the sun goes down, it certainly goes down sooner than it has been. And, yes, I'm not going to rage against the dying of the light because I know it's inevitable. So I'm going to concentrate on those things I have some control over. And that would be fewer things as time goes on, but there are a few things. That's all you can say. You just deal with what's within your bailiwick. Cultivate your own garden, as it were. This is Radiola, and I want to thank you for spending time with me in the spreading gloom. I'm Andy Senior. I'm not that gloom. It's been a pretty good show. A lot of fun stuff, and trying to lighten it up and liven it up here. And here's Singin' Sam on the new Take Two CD. Thanks again to Jim Bedoyan for sending those, and I'm glad to have gotten them this week. Because they really spruced up the show a lot, and I urge you all to buy these. They're very nice CDs, and this is a very appropriate one for the end of the show, when day is done.
Remember the famous Paul Whiteman record of this tune, When Day Is Done. Gone away, one thing is clear to me. You were dearer than dear to me from the moment you came. Evenings by your side, I learned to love the night. But the loveliness of the night is no longer the same. When day is done and shadows fall, I dream of you. When day is done, I think of all the joys we knew. That yearning, returning to hold you in my arms. Won't go, love, I know, love, without you night has lost its charms. When day is done and grass is wet with twilight's dew, my lonely heart is sinking with the sun. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all when the day is done. most of all, when the day.